I apologize. I had to dig into my Halloween little music beds here because it is Friday the 13th, and there you go. I've only done that once today. That's for all of you superstitious types. And again, if you're not superstitious, just have a great Friday. Hey, do keep this in mind. Breckenridge Family Community and Teen Center has their fourth annual Love Our Youth Program fundraiser. That is today from 3 until 7. Admission's free, but accepting free will donations, of course. You can register for prizes for a buck. And then watch the Breckenridge PD and Breckenridge Fire Department take the Try Not to Laugh Challenge. Mandy's told me about this, and should be some really good entertainment. Free skating, coloring contest, cookies, cocoa, door prizes, and dollar bingo cards. Again, that's going on today. Love Our Youth Program fundraiser from 3 until 7 over at the Breckenridge Family Community and Teen Center.
Farmers Union Oil of Southern Valley.
Oh, man, I'm running low on gas. Wait, do you know where I can get some 91 premium no ethanol gas?
Yeah, Wahpeton Senex carries a wide variety of gas and diesel.
Let's go. We can fill our tanks and fill our bellies at Hill Street 10 Cafe.
Sounds like a plan.
Farmers Union Oil. Farmers Union Oil of Southern Valley.
All right, coming to you live from Dakota Avenue in my little radio hut. My name is Dabble on this Friday the 13th. Hope you enjoyed the little horror music that I was playing. I had to do it at least once for all the superstitious types, of which I'm not. So there you go. Well, we follow it up. First, we got Brianna, and I was talking about this Friday segment has become crazy popular. Terry Anderson in, president and CHO at CHI St. Francis. Tough to say all at once.
I know, Bill.
Good morning.
Good morning, Bill.
Good to see your smiling face.
Yes, yours too.
As always.
Yeah.
And forward movement. That's kind of what been going on.
That's
at
the trajectory.
That is a trajectory.
Yep.
And you're moving it forward and being very progressive with a lot of things. And we're going to talk about something new today. I'll let you take it.
So with me today, I have Chris Bratchler. He is from a team member from Big Stone that partnered with CHI St. Francis to get our therapy department up and running and offer more to the community.
Okay.
So been there for a week so far, doing an excellent job, and we are extremely excited.
How did the partnership come about? I got to ask you that.
You know, we had a couple therapists that had opportunities to move out of the community and get a higher up position.
That's right. We've talked about
that. Yeah. And so, unfortunately, and they came back and helped and stayed PR and everything. And then it was, okay, how can I get our therapy services up and running? And it's extremely important because that's our swing bed. If you don't have wound therapy or IV therapy, you know, we can do physical therapy, and especially with the older adults. The longer you're sedentary and you're not moving, it's very hard to get that back again. And they need that. We want to get them back to their home. So anyway,
so that's a definition of swing bed.
Yeah, that's a definition of swing bed. And then same on our long-term care. You know, we want to give everybody every opportunity so they can be, you know, as mobile and do things for themselves. So I have some CEO friends out in the up and down the Red River Valley that have raved about Big Stone and what they have done. And so our company had one I could look at, or, you know, I pushed the envelope and went outside. And Big
you?
Stone, I did.
Come
I
on.
Did. Big Stone hit the box on all of the tickets, and our Common Spirit is so impressed that down the road they may even want to do a national contract, Chris. So
oh,
there
nice.
You go.
Nice.
They wanted me to create it national, but I needed them. And so within a week, Big Stone came in our door. So
I love that.
What a blessing.
I love that.
Yes.
All right.
So with that, I'm going to hand the mic over to Chris.
Chris, good morning. Thank you for coming in, being a part of the morning show.
Yeah, absolutely.
And welcome.
Very pleased to be here. Thank
well,
you.
Well, tell us a little bit about Big Stone. Give us a little bit a background about Big Stone.
Yeah, you bet. So Big Stone Therapies started 35 years ago in the area of Ortonville, Wheaton area, started by two PTs. And since then, we've expanded over the years. We expanded into contract services, primarily with hospitals. such as this. And we have several standalone skilled nursing facilities. We are in assisted livings. Basically, our mission is to serve the whole community. So as we go into a place like this, our purpose is to serve anywhere from, you know, newborn all the way to end of life, right? And so we, our therapists are very diverse.
That's a big umbrella.
It is.
It really
is. That's been part of our success as well, mm-hmm. in that when we come to a CEO or to a hospital and we're explaining, you know, how we can do things maybe better and be, you know, all under one umbrella. And it's really nice that way because the continuum of care gets supported that way. For example, if someone is in a swing bed in the hospital, right? Well, maybe they even start as an inpatient. It's more acute type setting. Once they become a little bit more stable, but they need more therapy, PT, OT, and speech can qualify their stay in swing bed. And that may be for a few days to several weeks. From there, they may go home and then see us, same therapist, as an outpatient, or they may go into the nursing home, still see their same therapist they've gotten to know, are fond of, trust.
Sure.
And so that's where that continuum of care is really, really nice for the patient.
Right.
So that's been kind of our mission, right? And so when we come into a community, we offer, you know, a full spectrum of services. We, in some of our other communities, we offer school services, pediatrics. We service their nursing home, their assisted living if we need to, all their outpatient. And so we're just so grateful and blessed to be in this community and see what we can do.
That is a lot. I mean, that's a lot of moving parts when just talking about that. Let's cover your career. When did you first get into this? Give us a little background on you, Chris.
Yeah, so I've been doing this for a while. I graduated in 2000 from the University of Mary in Bismarck. That's where I met my lovely bride, and she's a PT as well. So I live in Milbank with her. She's still working there. And so my position as a director of operations with Big Stone Therapies, I've been with them for a little over 20 years now.
Okay.
And so I started in the Ortonville area, kind of grew through my leadership, and I oversee almost half of our contract services within Big Stone currently. And so this one falls under my umbrella. So we're really happy about that. Anywhere from, you know, Milbank, you know, up the corridor, you know, we've got Madison, we've got CCM Health and Montevideo, Wheaton, you know, all those. So just, you know, we've been doing this for a while, right. And we feel like we do a really nice job of just meeting the needs of the community. And we're just, at this point of the game, we're just working through, you know, initially, like Terry said, we're taking care of the swing bed patients because that's a really important part that we know these patients, whether they had a surgery or they just got admitted because of, you know, deconditioning or some other medical issue, they want to stay here. They don't want to be sent somewhere else for their swing bed stay. So that's been kind of our priority here the first week or two, and we're supporting that at a high level. And then the nursing home, you know, those folks that need to be there, and whether they want to be staying there or want to be going home, we want to get them to their highest, you know, to the prior level of function. So,
Chris, first impressions when you came into CHI, what'd you think?
Well, I just mentioned this. We're in a meeting this morning and just gave a shout out to the management team there. You know, they've been with open arms from day one. That doesn't always happen, you know, but
yeah, they're a little touchy. Yeah,
absolutely. So there again, just very, very thankful for that, for the partnership. Mm-hmm. They've been so supportive, you know, things that we've asked for. I think we line up really well in our core values, what we see as important moving forward. No, first impression's been so positive.
Good. I'm glad to hear that. And end game too. I mean, you're looking at just making people healthier. And a better quality of life. I think that's, am I pretty accurate with that?
Yeah.
In your mission?
Absolutely. So PT, OT, and speech, you know, it's getting them to the highest level of function, right?
Yes.
So each one of those disciplines works differently, but also there's a lot of crossover there. So mm-hmm. right now we're offering all three disciplines, PT, OT, and speech, outpatient, inpatient swing bed, nursing home. And so we're starting some marketing things here shortly just to kind of expand some of those outpatient services that, you know, those volumes are a little bit low right now, and that's going to be our next focus going forward.
Boy, that is exciting stuff. Chris, again, welcome to the show. Thank you for coming in this morning. Look forward to more visits with you, all right?
Yeah, appreciate it.
Terry, step back up, and again, forward movement, incredible.
Right?
Yeah.
Right?
So are you excited about
it? I am very excited. And, you know, when Chris alluded to the mission and our values, absolutely. I remember visiting with Jason, the CEO, and the first meeting we had, we had a reflection, which was matches up with what we promote and what we believe in. But the key words he said, they want to treat each individual as very special, as we want to get to know them. And so it just resonated on how that's how we want to treat our patients. So again, extremely excited.
Forward movement. Excellent. I'm loving that. What do you got lined up for me next week?
I don't know,
you
Bill.
Keep it a secret?
We've been kind of busy out there with a lot of stuff going on.
You have been, yes.
So yeah, a secret.
Good
no,
stuff.
Actually, I think somebody wants to come out. I don't even remember who it was. Yeah.
Okay.
I think
it was Dr.
Brightman.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Always great talking
with
him.
I know, he was just a little tidbit I want to share is that we were having lunch the other day, and he had a patient in the ER, and they needed a surgery. And when he was visiting with the patient, she had mentioned that, you know, she can't get her colonoscopy for a year because she goes up to Fargo. And he was just shocked. Like, you have to wait a year to get a colonoscopy.
Holy smokes.
Yeah, and that's not uncommon.
That's
a
stretch.
And, of course, we knew that. And he goes, okay, how can we tap into our community to let them know, you know, you don't have to, the results can get done and can go back to your provider. But, hey, anybody out there waiting for an extended period of time to get a colonoscopy, we have Dr. G, we have Dr. Brightman at CHI St. Francis that can get that done for you, you know, within a week.
Get it taken
care
of.
You got to go through the procedure.
Absolutely.
You know,
absolutely.
Then after that, I mean, the whole process before you get it. But once that's done, hey.
Peace of mind.
That's right.
Peace of mind.
That's right.
Terry, listen, thanks for another great segment here. You have a great week.
You have a better week.
You have a better week. All right.
Thank you.
Terry Anderson in from CHI St. Francis. We talk with Terry every Friday here at the Voice of the Valley. AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.
This is the Ag Central Radio Network. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson. Farm Journal's first Ag Economist Monthly Monitor in 2026 entered the year in a clear crop sector recession. However,